This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that country's motto of Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi reflects a commitment to ensuring that modernization and urbanization strengthen culture rather than erasing India's cultural roots. Mr. Modi stated this in his message at the inaugural ceremony of the 20th session of UNESCO's Intergovernmental Committee for Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage in New Delhi yesterday. The session is commencing at Bedford in the national capital from today and will continue till 13th of this month. The event was attended by Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, UNESCO Director General Khalid El Enani and other dignitaries. The Prime Minister said India is ensuring that no tradition, no practitioner and no community remain invisible or unsupported. Speaking at the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, besides being home to many UNESCO heritage sites, India has itself undertaken many projects to preserve and conserve heritages across the world.
A key dimension of that engagement is preservation of intangible heritage. In doing so, we acknowledge that traditions, languages, rituals, music, craftsmanship, festivals and performing arts are invaluable aspects of human inheritance.
Speaking on the occasion, Union Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said that the meeting reinforces the country's commitment to protect the living traditions. Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram today. According to the official sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will initiate the debate in the lower house. 10 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju last week said that a full-day discussion in the Lok Sabha will begin today at 12 noon, while a debate on electoral reforms will be taken up tomorrow. Government has reassured that domestic airlines are operating smoothly and at full capacity, with IndiGo showing steady improvement. The Civil Aviation Ministry said the air travel operations across the country are stabilizing rapidly. IndiGo has announced that it has processed refunds worth 610 crore rupees and returned around 3,000 pieces of baggage after recent disruptions. Meanwhile, the Director General of Civil Aviation has extended the deadline for IndiGo CEO Peter Elbers and the airline's accountable manager Isidro Porqueras to respond to Shawco's notices. A senior official says both executives have been given an additional 24 hours until 6 p.m. today to submit their explanations. In Madhya Pradesh, in a major breakthrough, 10 Maoists, including most wanted commander Surinder, alias Kabir, carrying 77 lakh rupees bounty, laid down arms in Balaghat district in the presence of Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav yesterday. The Chief Minister said the state government is committed to completely eradicating Naxalism and making Madhya Pradesh free of Naxal violence. India has delivered 300 metric tons of emergency relief to Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu, as part of a 1,000-ton assistance package from Tamil Nadu. The aid was handed over by Indian High Commissioner Santosh Jha to Sri Lankan Minister Vasantha Samarasinghe to support families and communities affected by recent cyclonic storms and floods, which have killed 618 people and displaced thousands. A second shipment of 700 tons is expected to reach Trincomalee this morning. In Goa, a massive fire at a nightclub in Arpora that claimed 25 lives has led to the arrest of 4 staff members. Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant last evening confirmed that those arrested include the club's Chief General Manager Rajiv Modak. Arrest warrants have also been issued against the owners Gaurav and Saurabh Luthra, and a Goa police team is in Delhi to trace them. Local Sarpanch Roshan Redkar has also been detained for questioning. A fact-finding committee has been directed to submit its report within a week. In Maharashtra, 6 members of a family were killed when their vehicle fell into an 800-foot ravine in Nashik district. Police say the Patel family was travelling to the Saptashrungi Mata temple when the driver of their Innova lost control near the Bhavari waterfall. PM Modi expressed grief over the incident, saying he is deeply saddened by the loss of lives and that his thoughts are with the bereaved family. In men's hockey, India defeated host South Africa 5-2 in the first match of the 3-match series in Cape Town. For India, goals came from Shailanand Lakra, Aditya Lalage, Amit Rohidas, Harmanpreet Singh and Dilpreet Singh, while Mustafa Kasim and Vive Mapta scored for South Africa. And that is the end of this news bulletin.